Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hey there, welcome to the Gary Zimak Show. My name is Gary Zimak. I want to thank you for stopping by. We are going to talk on today's program about the Mass readings for the sixth Sunday of Easter. These readings, get us ready for the coming of the Holy Spirit. That's what we're going to celebrate on Pentecost Sunday, 2 weeks from today, or from the sixth Sunday of Easter. 2 weeks from that point in time is Pentecost, so the Church wants us to get excited about the coming of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to do my part on the program by looking at these readings and by helping you to understand over the course of the next 30 minutes the importance of the Holy Spirit. You know, if you have any doubt that the Holy Spirit is a powerful force, take a look at the lives of the apostles, pre-Pentecost and post-Pentecost. It's an unbelievable difference, right? They never seemed to get anything right. They never seemed to understand anything. They were afraid. They were cowards. And then they received the Holy Spirit, and what happens? They are willing to go out and share the good news of Jesus Christ, to share the gospel to many different lands, and they end up, for the most part, being martyred for their beliefs. I mean, these are the same guys. That shows you what the Holy Spirit can do. I do want to thank you for joining me on the program. Before we get to the opening prayer, I want to let you know of some really cool news. Well, actually, two pieces of news. One of them you probably know about already. But if you're interested in listening to the daily podcast that I do, this program I do once each week, but I also do a daily podcast called Following the Truth. You can get that through Blog Talk Radio, which is where it originates, or any of your typical traditional podcast outlets. So just do a search for Following the Truth, and you'll be able to hear my program that I do every day, 30 minutes each day, in case you need a little bit of a refresher, if you need a little hope throughout the week. Also, the other thing, and I'm excited about this, is the fact that I now have a daily email devotional, totally free of charge. You can get in your inbox every day. I call it Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. It's a short message. It has a Bible passage and a little reflection. It's based on my book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, but I updated the reflection so that they deal with a lot of the things we are all dealing with right now. So if you're interested in signing up for my daily devotional, you're going to get it in your inbox every day. And don't worry, I'm not going to share your email address or spam you or anything. I just want to give you this every day. It's a short message going to help you to keep your eyes on the Lord and to allow you to experience His peace. If you want to sign up for that, all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, sign up right there. You just provide your email address. You can provide your name if you want, but you don't even have to do that. Followingthetruth.com, check it out and sign up for Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, the daily email devotional. And they even are going to come on Saturday and Sunday, so it's every day. And if you're looking for a little bit of hope in the midst of oftentimes a lot of hopelessness. I'm hearing a lot of hopelessness out there. If you're looking for that hope, sign up for Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled by going to followingthetruth.com. All right, let's pray. Let's pray, and then we'll move on to look at the Mass readings for the sixth Sunday of Easter, all about getting ready to receive the Holy Spirit. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us another day. We thank you, Father, for your presence in our lives. We thank you for the many ways that you have provided us. The fact that we are alive shows not only that you loved us into existence, but that you provided for us throughout every day of our lives up until the present point in time. And Father, we realize that if you've done so in the past, we have no reason to believe that you won't do so in the future. So when we focus on your providence and we look around and we see the many gifts, the little gifts, the big gifts, the gifts that we sometimes take for granted, it helps us to appreciate you more and have a greater confidence in any situation that we will face, knowing that you're there with us and you will take care of us. So we thank you for that. We ask you, Father, to watch over us and our families. We lift up any intentions that concern us at the present time. Obviously, the end of the coronavirus is a big one, so we pray for that to happen and happen immediately, understanding that we trust your judgment, but we know that you can do it immediately, instantly, and we're going to ask for that. Father, we also ask for relief for anybody who is suffering from the effects of the coronavirus, anybody who is dealing with it from a physical point of view, medically suffering, financially, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever it is. We pray for their healing. I pray, Father, for you to use me this day as your instrument. Please let me know what you want me to say on this show, and please open all of our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. Heavenly Father, we ask this in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for praying with me again. I'm Gary Zimak. This is The Gary Zimak Show. And each week at this time, we take a look at the Mass readings for the current Sunday. Today, we're going to look at the Mass readings for the sixth Sunday of Easter. Now, just to put it into perspective, there are seven Sundays in the Easter season. I can't believe we're already at the sixth one. I remember during Lent saying, well, this is a big season coming up, and we're going to be 7 weeks celebrating the resurrection of the Lord. Well, we're at the sixth Sunday already. In many places, the seventh Sunday we'll celebrate the solemnity of the Lord's ascension into heaven. In a lot of dioceses around the country, it's transferred from Thursday, this upcoming Thursday, to the following Sunday. So depending on where you live, you will either celebrate it on this Thursday or going to celebrate it next Sunday. But no matter what, 2 weeks from this Sunday, the sixth Sunday of Easter, is Pentecost Sunday, when we focus on the church receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, we're going to look at the gospel. We'll start with today's gospel. I want to remind you that when you are baptized, as Catholics, this is what we believe, we receive the Holy Spirit. So we get the Holy Spirit when we are baptized. And that gift of the Holy Spirit is strengthened when we are confirmed. So if you've been baptized and confirmed, you have the power of the Holy Spirit. And I think just knowing that sometimes gives us a lot of confidence. So let's look at the gospel. It comes from John chapter 14, beginning in verse 15. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him. But you know him, because he remains with you, and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come back to you. In a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me, because I live and you will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. Whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. You know, when you try to put yourself in the place of the apostles, who, as we said, were cowards, they weren't exactly very intelligent, they weren't especially competent, and they realized that their leader was crucified and tortured. You know, they understood that he rose from the dead. Eventually, they got it, that he rose from the dead as he promised, but he still was tortured. And if you put yourself in their place, they could very easily be thinking, oh no, this is going to happen to me. I know we're going to rise from the dead, but I don't even want to go through the pain. I don't want to be crucified because it's going to hurt, and so on and so forth, right? Can't you see them thinking that? And therefore, when Jesus is saying, I'm going back to my Father, you can see why they're getting scared or why they could potentially get scared. But Jesus addresses this, saying that I'm not going to leave you orphans. You traveled with me for 3 years. He's talking to the apostles. I will not leave you orphaned. I'm going to send you my Spirit. And when you pause and think about that, it's so much more powerful, and Jesus even said that, to have the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is not restricted to an earthly body. When Jesus was in his public, when he was performing his public ministry for 3 years, he was restricted by his body. He could only be in one place at one time. That's voluntarily something he did. He took on flesh, and he accepted that restriction. But nonetheless, the restriction was there. But now that he ascended into heaven and sent his Holy Spirit as promised, now he is no longer restricted by earthly flesh. You see how cool that is? And furthermore, his Spirit, and this is the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit which guided Jesus to do what he did, his Spirit is given to the apostles, given to the members of the church, and given to us when we're baptized. That is amazingly cool. So therefore, if we're in a bind and we're dealing with a predicament, and we're looking at a problem that appears hopeless, any number of things, we have the Spirit with us to help us. And I think this time of year, it's really important. I mean, it's always important to do it, but it's really especially important as we head to Pentecost to pray for a greater appreciation of the Holy Spirit and a greater outpouring of the Holy Spirit. That's what I do at the start of every program, right? When I say my prayer, I ask for the Lord to give me a new outpouring of his Spirit, because this is a new show. This is a new set of circumstances. I'm talking about different readings. I need to make sure that I have the help of the Holy Spirit. I want Jesus to help me, and he helps me through his Holy Spirit. And that's exactly what we all have access to, that power of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit's going to guide us. The Holy Spirit helps us to even love God and love other people, because we are so, I'm not trying to make you feel bad, but we are so weak and so pathetic in a sense that we can't even love because of our fallen human nature. We can't even love God with the love that's necessary. And that's why he pours out his love, his very own love, into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. That's what St. Paul tells us. And that's why this gift of the Holy Spirit is so powerful. So when you were baptized, you did receive the Holy Spirit, and that gift was strengthened during confirmation. But if you just don't appreciate it, if you don't make use of the gift, if you don't ask for an increase, it could easily stagnate. And we want to make sure that that doesn't happen. So now let's look at the first reading from the sixth Sunday of Easter, and we'll see an example of the Spirit in action. Now, this is what happens when the Holy Spirit gets involved. And a lot of times we've been reading from the Acts of the Apostles during the Easter season. A lot of times we look at the early church and we think, wow, that all sounds really good and amazing things happen, but that stuff doesn't happen today. Well, a lot of times it doesn't happen because we're not asking for the Holy Spirit to work through us. There's some responsibility that we have. The Holy Spirit didn't stop working. The Holy Spirit's not on vacation. The Holy Spirit wants to work powerfully in your life. So when you hear these readings from the Acts of the Apostles, when you see the power of the Spirit, understand that that power is available to you and me. So let's look at the reading. It's from Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 5. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip when they heard it and saw the signs he was doing. For unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed or crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. Now when the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent them Peter and John, who went down and prayed for them, that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For it had not yet fallen upon any of them. They only had been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. So we see examples here of the Holy Spirit at work, and people receiving the Holy Spirit. Philip was one of the early deacons of the church, and the Spirit was leading him. He was going down to the city of Samaria and proclaiming Jesus to the people there, and he was led by the Spirit. And see, in the same way, the Spirit's going to lead us to preach the good news, to bring hope to the hopeless, to follow God's will for our lives. We can be led by the Spirit, but we don't have to be. That's the catch. We don't have to be. We need to cooperate. Spirit's going to give us a little nudge and make it easier for us to do. But we have to be willing to cooperate with the Spirit. You know, at the start of the program, I always pray. I did it this time. I do it every time, for the Spirit to work through me so that I can deliver the message the Lord wants me to deliver. I don't have to respond. Now, he's going to give me the Spirit. I totally believe he answers that prayer. But I can get a little proud and ignore him. I try not to, but it can happen. So in the same way, we can ignore the Holy Spirit helping us to love other people, to preach the gospel, to make the right decision that would please Jesus, to follow Jesus. The Spirit is at work in us, helping us, provided we ask, because the Spirit doesn't force his way into your life, provided we ask. And then if we listen, if we respond or cooperate with the grace given to us by the Spirit, then the good works of Jesus can be evident in our lives. But again, we don't have to listen. So let's look at the responsorial psalm. Again, this is another reference to the Holy Spirit. It comes from Psalm 66. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Now, I just want to let you know, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit is joy. So if the Holy Spirit is active in your life, you're going to be joyful. If you're not, then maybe there's something you need to do. Maybe somehow you're blocking the work of the Spirit. But just know that the work of one of the fruits produced by the Holy Spirit in your life is joy. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let all on earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. He has changed the sea into dry land. Through the river they passed on foot. Therefore, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. Blessed be God, who refused me not my prayer or his kindness. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. You know, there comes a time when it's difficult, not impossible, but difficult to cry out to God with joy. And that usually happens when we've got some kind of bad circumstances in our lives. That's when it becomes difficult. And the reason it becomes difficult is because we have a tendency to dwell on the negative circumstances, the bad things, the problems, the obstacles, the mountains in our lives, rather than on God. You shift your focus to Him, and you recognize His presence with you at all times, and His Holy Spirit living within you, then it becomes more difficult to panic and not be joyful. Because then you're filled with that joy of the Holy Spirit. You know, the Holy Spirit's joyful right now. The Holy Spirit who lives in you, the Holy Spirit is joyful, even though there's a pandemic raging around the world right now. The Holy Spirit is joyful because the Holy Spirit recognizes the power of God and that He's in control. We tend to panic because we forget that He's in control. We become overwhelmed by the circumstances. These are tough times. I mean, I understand that. And it doesn't mean you need to be happy in a giddy way. But joy is that confident assurance that the Lord is with you no matter what, and that He will bring good out of any situation. That's where the joy comes from. And we've got to fight for it. You know, it's not necessarily a feeling. Joy is a choice. And we can choose to focus on the Lord, His love, His power, and that's how the joy begins to fill our soul. Let's look at the, because remember, the early Christians, they were persecuted. Their lives were in danger, but they still managed to be joyful because of that power given to them by the Holy Spirit. And just that's really, really important. And honestly, it comes down to a relationship with Jesus. If you do not have a relationship with Jesus, if you're not following Him, if you are not really focusing on Him and trying to become His friend every day, you're going to have a hard time really getting to know the Father and the Holy Spirit, and you're not going to feel that sense of presence. Let's look at the second reading today. It comes from 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 through 18. Sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope, but do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who defame your good conduct in Christ, may they themselves be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that be the will of God, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that He might lead you to God. Put to death in the flesh, He was brought to life in the Spirit. So, if you are living in the Spirit, letting the Spirit lead you, one of the things that will be evident, another fruit of the Holy Spirit, is gentleness. And that's what Peter is saying here. Now look, Peter, he's the guy who cut off the ear of the high priest's servant, right, when they were coming to arrest Jesus. Peter is kind of impulsive, telling Jesus, you will not be crucified. You will not be put to death. Remember when Jesus had to say, get behind me, Satan? This was after, right after Jesus set him up as the leader of the church. So Peter, for Peter to be saying this, to be gentle and reverent, keeping your conscience clear, obviously he is now filled by the Holy Spirit. You see the difference. But gentleness, it's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. We have a great opportunity right now. There are a lot of hopeless people in the world, and they're going to look to us as Christians as examples of hope. Are you willing to be that example? Are you willing to express your hope in Christ? If people can see that you are not panicking and that you are calm, they're going to look to you. They're going to look to you as an example. Just be ready. That's what Peter's telling us here. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks for a reason for your hope. But do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear. You don't want to get nasty. You don't want to get mad at people. You don't want to say, well, you're dumb to not believe in Christ. I mean, this is not what we're supposed to do as Christians. And we're also We want to make sure that we're joyful, that people can see that we have joy, that we're not overwhelmed, that we're not miserable, that we're not walking around with a frown on our face. So that people are going to say, hey, what's your secret? Why is it that you're managing to be peaceful in the midst of this craziness? And then you say a little prayer, come Holy Spirit, give me the words. And I'll probably pray the prayer in advance. Lord, Holy Spirit, guide me today. Whoever I'm going to meet, wherever you send me, and you need me to witness, give me the words. You could pray that at the beginning of the day. That's a great prayer. And the Holy Spirit's going to send you people. Now, this also doesn't mean you don't do your homework. And we're not going to just learn about Jesus and the Word of God and the Bible and the teachings of the church automatically. It's not infused knowledge. We got to do our homework, too. And then, the more you know, the more you can be ready to give an intelligent explanation. I mean, there's times you're going to have to look things up. That's fine. You don't have to know everything, but just be prepared to give that explanation. But make sure you don't get mad at people. Make sure you be a good example. Make sure you be Christ-like. And if you do that, you're going to be very attractive to those who are struggling, who are looking, who are seeking, who are looking to meet Jesus. And you can be used, led by the Spirit, to bring souls to Him. So that's the message for us. Just be ready and be willing to let the Holy Spirit work to you. He will make up for your deficiencies. I guarantee you that. But it all starts with having a smile on your face and being nice to people, okay? Hey, listen, I got a couple minutes and I'm going to run. I want to thank you for listening to the Gary Zimak Show. Just a reminder, make sure you go to followingthetruth.com and sign up for my free daily email reflections. It's called Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. It's going to give you some hope each day. All you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com, click on the button. It's going to be right there. You can't miss it. And you just supply your email address and you will be all set. If you have any questions, you can email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. While you're at it and you're over at followingthetruth.com, please consider making a donation and keeping my show on the air and keeping my full-time ministry going. I'd be very grateful. You can do that securely through PayPal right at the website. You go on, you click donate. You're redirected to PayPal. You don't even need a PayPal account. If you can become a monthly sponsor, that would really help me. If you want to make a one-time donation, that would also help. It's never easy for me to ask for money, especially in these challenging times, but these challenging times make it necessary for me to do that. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go for making a donation and for signing up for the Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, a daily email devotional coming from yours truly. Now, God willing, I plan to be with you here again next week on the Gary Zimak Show. I hope you'll be able to join me. Let your friends know about the program. Don't forget my daily podcast, Monday through Friday, Following the Truth. You can get that wherever you get your normal podcasts. If you have any questions about that, you can email me once again at gary@followingthetruth.com. I'd love to have you as a daily listener. There's also the Gary Zimak Speaker and Author Facebook page. See, it's getting harder and harder to avoid me, right? If you're on Facebook, check that out, too. I do a devotion there every day as well. And I guess that's about it. I'm going to run. I hope you have a wonderful week. Remember, hang in there. Focus on the Holy Spirit. Pray that prayer often. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Help me. And then let the Holy Spirit work through you. If you do that, you're going to see amazing things happen in your life, just as was seen in the early church. Thanks again for listening to the program. God bless you. And I look forward to being with you next time.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Have you ever been put on the spot and asked to explain or defend Catholic teaching on sensitive topics such as abortion, same-sex marriage, or the Eucharist? What to Say and How to Say It is a straightforward and practical resource by Brandon Vogt, best-selling and award-winning author of Why I Am Catholic and You Should Be Too. He offers essential tools for articulating even the most contentious aspects of your Catholic faith with clarity and confidence. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code TALKFAITH to get 25% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.